We're in Siman Tav Kuf Samech. We're in Sif Beis. The Rama, the Machaber told us that a woman should not wear all of her jewelry. The Machaber continues, Kshachasa nosa isha, when a chasan gets married, lokeh efer miklav and nosim brosho b'makom hanachas tefillin. We take ashes and we place them on his forehead, the place where he puts on his tefillin. This is normally done, it can be done before the chuppah. Some do this before the chuppah when they have the status of a chasan, and some do it after the chuppah during the singing of Meshkachech, or right before Meshkachech, or right before the breaking of the glass. That's where the Rama is. Yesha kamoshin nagu l'shaber kos b'shas chuppah, olasa ma b'shora, oshar devar yavelos brosha chasan. There are some who also break a glass during this time as well, and this is also because of not forgetting that the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, even at our happiest times. The Mishnah Berurah says this is also why we break a kli during the writing of the Tanaim, and one should be sure to break it during the Tanaim, and then under the Chuppah you should break a complete glass, says the Mishnah Berurah, and there's no Baal Tashchis here because it's being done for Musar purposes, so therefore it is okay. The minhag is that under the chuppah, the chasam breaks the glass, whereas during the tana'im, the mechutanim are the ones that break it. The Mechaber says, Cholelu advarim kedei liskors Yushalayim, shenemar meshkachek Yushalayim, imalaus Yushalayim roshim chasid. Again, all of these things are done in order to remember the fact that we no longer have the Beis HaMikdash. There are some who complain, therefore, that at some chuppahs, they call out Mazel Tov right after the breaking of the glass. And Maaser Rokeach says that this is a problem because the breaking of the glass is supposed to be a reminder of the Chorban. And Tshuvas Hillel Omer, they said the reason for this minhag is since in the beginning, the minhag in many kihilos was to break the glass at the end of the chuppah after the Berachas HaNisuin, and in order not to end with the breaking of the glass, they would say Mazel Tov to end the chuppah on a happy note. So that's how this ended up happening. In the Kuntras Mavakshei Torah, it's brought that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach was not happy with the calling out of the Mazel Tov at the time of the breaking of the glass, but he didn't tell people to stop. But he added that since we've already thought of Yerushalayim during the breaking of the glass, then it's okay to call out Mazel Tov to be Mesameach L'Chasan and Kala, and this is why this is a practice. But some break the glass in the middle of Meshkachech instead, in order that it not be Mazel Tov immediately after the breaking of the glass, but everyone should follow their minug. Sif Gimel, v'chein gazu shel lanagin klei shir, v'chol minei zemer, v'chol mashmiei kol, shel shir l'sameach behem. Also, because of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal made a gzera that we shouldn't play any musical instruments or any singing in order to be joyous because we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Berurah says this means with a kli, that's what's prohibited. And according to this opinion of the Mechaber, which is really the Rambam, it is a very strict approach that you are not allowed to play any music, even if it is not over wine. The Rama adds the opinion, Yeshom Rondavka Misha Ragabahem, Kagon Hamalachem, Shom de Meshochem, Kleshir, O Beis HaMishta. There are some who say it's only a problem to play music if you're regular to it, like kings who are always listening to music or something like that. They go to sleep with music and wake up with music. Or over wine, that's when it would be a problem. And according to this opinion that it's a problem with wine, the Mishnah Berurah adds, it's a problem even to sing without musical instruments over wine, and therefore you should stop people who, during their Suda, they're drinking wine, and there are people who are, they're having people singing in order to enjoy the time, or that would seem to be a problem, says the Mishnah Berurah. The Bach paskins that even without wine, singing is going to be a problem, and therefore people who are singing while they're working, this would seem to be a problem, raises the Mishnah Berurah. So really, these are the opinions in the Rishonim. It's based on a Gemara in Gittin, and Rashi says that it's only a problem if it's over wine, singing over wine in a Beis HaMishta, seems to be in a tavern or something like that. And Tosos agrees with Rashi that it's only excessive listening to music that would be a problem, but the Rambam takes a much stricter approach that he prohibits musical instruments entirely, and vocal music without musical instruments would be a problem if it's over wine. So we have these opinions in the Rishon. The Mechaber takes the approach of the Rambam, whereas the Rama takes the approach of Rashi and Toso, said it's only a problem if it's in a Beis HaMishta or it is excessive. So where does that leave us if we have these different opinions? So just the Mechaber adds, Asar Sham Nei Achorban Bashilu Filu Shir Bepal Ayayin Asur Shanemar Bashilu Yishdu Yayin Kvar Nogu Kol Yisro Lomar Divrei Tishpachos Oshir Shal Odos Zirchon Chaste Kashbaruch Ol Ayayin. So there is an exception, even according to the Mechaber, that if it's Tzirus Tishpachos, if it's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it is okay. And the Rama adds that the Chayin Latzorach Mitzvah Gom Beis Chasam Akala Kol Shari, that for weddings it will be permissible also, even with Kalim and even on wine, that would be permissible. So where does this leave us? So again, we have the Shulchan Aruch who is Machmir, and the Rama who is Mekel, like Rashi and Tosos, and the Gemara of Ram quotes the Bach, who's even more strict than the Mechaber, as we saw, that even without wine, Shir Bepeh is going to be prohibited. So Rav Moshe says that even though we generally follow the Ramah, Rav Moshe Feinstein takes a strict approach as well. And he writes that even though one is not required to follow the most stringent opinion of the Bach and Mangan of Ram, he says we should follow the Mechaber. And Rav Chaim Greenblatt and Rav Shmuel Vosner in Shevet Alevi also paskin like this Rambam, and according to all these poskim, we really shouldn't be listening to music. And Rav Vosner says that the Ramah, who says that excessive music is a problem, so he says, let's be honest, we've become so used to music, we're always listening to music, that we would really be a problem even according to the Ramah. But according to the strict reading of the Ramah, there are others who are more makil because of that. So again, we have Rav Moshe, who's Machmir, and Rav Vosner, who's Machmir, but Rav Waldenberg and Tzitz Eliezer is more makil, Rav Yashav as well is quoted to be makil like the Ramah. And therefore, as long as it is not over wine, or it is not excessive, then it is going to be okay. So one thing we should be careful about that many mention is that you shouldn't necessarily wake up to music and have it playing the whole time. That might be a problem. To wake up to it and shut it right away, okay, but to wake up to music, many say, would be a problem. So if you're listening to music as background music, that's going to be okay. The Gemara already says that. If it's just background music for work, that's going to be okay. Again, at a wedding is going to be permissible, and any shiros v'sishbechos are going to be permissible also. There is a Chalkas Yaakov which says that at the time of the Gzeira, radio and non-live music didn't exist, so therefore it never fell under the Gzeira, but others disagree and says it has the same status of a din. So there's something that can be relied upon. Again, it's that we have a lot of kulas, and we have the Ramah that we could rely upon, so no one needs to feel the need to be machmir, but Rav Moshe does say it's best to be machmir if possible, so therefore, if one wants to, they can be machmir like this Rav Moshe. One, it's important to point out also that in Yerushalayim, there was a special takana that was made that they don't have musical instruments at weddings, in order to even emphasize this, more zecher l'chorban, because being in Yerushalayim even more so, so they have a minug not to have any musical instruments at a wedding, just a drum, and that's it. It's a question whether this only applies in the Old City or even in the new parts of Yerushalayim, but that is a special takana there as well. Sif Dalid. They made a separate gzeira that a chassan shouldn't wear a special crown, and a chassan shouldn't put anything on his head at all. A kala also shouldn't be wearing the crown of silver on her head. They made this gzeira. So you shouldn't have fancy, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not just silver, but any fancy diamonds, fancy jewels should not be placed on their head for the wedding. Nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Olam is Meikel when it comes to this, and Eliyahu Rabbah says that we're Somech on the Ramban, who holds that as long as it's Iker, not made of silver or gold, then it's allowed to have some silver and gold. But Rav Schechter has stated that one Kala should be sure that if she's wearing a tiara or something like that, a veil, it should be very inexpensive, then you for sure aren't violating this Gzera.